This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and flagged off several development projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Assam yesterday. In Guwahati, he inaugurated the Kumar Bhaskar Varma Setu across river Brahmaputra, connecting Guwahati and North Guwahati, built at a cost of 3,000 crore rupees. After the bridge inauguration, the Prime Minister proceeded to Lachit Ghat, a nearby area, and virtually inaugurated the temporary campus of IIM Guwahati and the National Data Center for Northeastern Region at Amingaon in Kamrup District. The Prime Minister also flagged off 225 electric buses under the PM E-Bus Seva scheme for four cities of India. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister inaugurated the emergency landing facility on Moran Bypass, developed along a national highway in Dibrugarh district, and witnessed aerial displays of fighters, transport aircrafts, and helicopters. The emergency landing facility was constructed with 100 crore rupees. He criticized the Congress for negligence and underdevelopment of the region during their rule. He said that during the last 11 years, more than 5.5 lakh crore rupees was allocated to the Northeast, and unprecedented development can be seen in the infrastructure sectors of the region. The Prime Minister said Assam has emerged as a key growth engine for India during the rule of the BJP-led government only.
इलेक्ट्रिक बसों का जाल बिछा रही है। आज ही मुझे गुवाहाटी में 100 इलेक्ट्रिक बसों को हरी झंडी दिखाने का अवसर मिला। इस वर्ष के बजट में भी पूर्वोदय स्कीम के तहत 4,000 इलेक्ट्रिक बसों की घोषणा की गई है। इससे आने वाले समय में बहुत बड़ी संख्या में असम को भी इलेक्ट्रिक बसें मिलने वाली है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the cabinet approval for three multi-tracking projects covering various districts across Delhi, Haryana, Maharashtra and Karnataka will strengthen rail infrastructure, reduce logistic cost and create job opportunities for youth. Mr. Modi said the decision of widening National Highway 167 from Gudebellu to Mahabub Nagar on the Hyderabad-Panaji Economic Corridor will boost economic growth, create employment and further ease of living. Prime Minister Modi said the cabinet has also approved a four-lane access-controlled greenfield corridor between Gohpur and Numaligarh, including India's first underwater road-cum-rail tunnel under the Brahmaputra. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs yesterday approved three multi-tracking projects covering 12 districts across the states of Delhi, Haryana, Maharashtra and Karnataka, increasing the existing network of Indian Railways by about 389 kilometers. The total estimated cost of the project is around 18,509 crore rupees and will be completed up to 2030-31. These projects include Kasra Manmad 3rd and 4th line, Delhi Ambala 3rd and 4th line, and Ballari Hosapet 3rd and 4th line. The CCEA also approved construction of 4-lane access controlled greenfield connectivity from Assam's Gohpur on NH15 to Numaligarh on 715 section. This includes 15.79 kilometers of road cum rail tunnel under river Brahmaputra. The project will be developed at a total capital cost of 18,662 crore rupees. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that artificial intelligence will power the fifth industrial revolution with a focus on societal impact, adoption and governance. Speaking at an event, Mr. Vaishnaw said that India will host one of the world's biggest AI summits this year, signalling the country's rising influence in next-gen technologies. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a bilateral meeting with German Foreign Minister Johann Wettpol on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during the meeting, the two sides assessed progress in cooperation across various domains and discussed regional hotspots. In badminton, India's Pramod Bhagat clinched the men's SL3 gold medal at the BWF Para World Championships. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, South Africa defeated New Zealand by 7 wickets in a Group D clash at Ahmedabad. And with that, we end this news bulletin.